You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Matt Migaki, the vocalist of Cryptopsy and the host of the Vox and Hops Metal Podcast, where I sit down with fellow metal musicians. We talk all about their lives and music while sharing killer craft beers. If you've ever wanted to sneak backstage and share a beer with one of your favorite musicians, well, Vox and Hops is the podcast for you. This week on the podcast, I dropped an amazing episode with Dom Grimal of The Last Felony, Ion Dissonance, and Cryptopsy. There is this episode and over 450 other ones to help you enjoy life, metal, and craft beer. So what are you waiting for? It's time to become a Vox and Hops head. Cheers!
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Music Business Podcast, bringing you the Dumb and Dumbest Podcast. I'm Matt Bacon, here with my beautiful co-host, Keith of Ghost Cult Mag.
What's up?
How are you today, Keith?
I'm awesome. Devin Townsend sang happy birthday to me.
He sang happy birthday to you.
He did, in a very jazzy, like Mel Torme, Shooby-Doo kind of way.
That's pretty nifty-bo-bifty. The point being, what are we talking about today, Keith?
Today, we're going to talk about what should be in your pitch to labels as a band.
Yes, and this is something I've been spending a little bit of time on with a couple clients lately, so I thought, you know what? What better time than the present to talk about it? So there's a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of ways we can go on this. You know, I think the best way to start is kind of, I'm going to outline how I view kind of outreach to labels, and then we'll just kind of feel it out. Does that sound like a plan?
It does.
Okay, so the way I view it, you know, pretty straightforward, is just you need to have a clear introduction, right? This is the big thing. Curtis and I have talked about this on the Dumb and Dumbest podcast quite a few times, you know, with this idea that like so many bands will put up a post and it's like very not obvious what they're about. You know, like, the people will send me something and I have no clue what they're trying to do. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of dumb that like, you know, so you have to be clear in the first, like, hello, we are a band, we play X and we want to sign with you. Right. Because if you don't make that clear, then you're fucking up. Then you want to make it clear that, then you want to make it clear that you actually know about the label, right? So usually what I do is I say, look, find a recent release and in your intro bit say like, hey, we really liked this album because reasons, and it makes us really feel like we'd be a good fit to work with you because X, Y, and Z, right? That's another hugely important step that a lot of people skip out on that really, I think if you actually do that, is going to elevate you because they're going to be like, oh, wow, this guy's paying attention. Everyone, you know, especially running DIY labels, they just want people to think they're doing cool stuff. You know what I mean? Then you get into the meat and potatoes, right? You put first link you give is your streaming link, right? Very straightforward. Usually I like to make that a SoundCloud link. You know, because SoundCloud is kind of the pre-stream thing that fits the best and is easiest. You know what I mean? So you've got your streaming link and then you put your social links, maybe your Spotify, all that stuff. Are you with me so far, Keith?
I am.
Okay. Then what you're going to do, this is where it gets exciting. You're going to put, this is a secret sauce. You're not going to put a bio yet. You're going to put your key selling points. The things, this is the things that differentiate you, the things, the reasons that people should give a shit. This is the thing no one does that can really elevate what you're doing and get people to really pay attention. You know, realize that these people get a fuck nut of emails and it's your job to cut through that noise. So you cut through the noise how? By writing 4 to 7 thoughtful smart bullet points that briefly outline why someone should give a shit about your band and why they should sign your band. That's the real secret sauce that nobody will tell you. Because the thing is, busy people read emails in bullet points. Right? They don't want to read paragraphs and paragraphs of text. If you can't explain in five short sentences why someone should sign your band, you need to reevaluate. So that's the key, is having very obvious, very straightforward, very thoughtful key selling points that are relevant to the label. You know, so this essentially means, you know, why do labels sign bands? Two reasons. It fits with the label aesthetic and it's going to make them money. Right? Because even if it's shitty that it's all about the money, ultimately they just want to, like, especially with independent labels, they just, like, it's a hobby that they just don't want to lose their ass on. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's a pretty reasonable expectation to be like, yeah, like, if I could just not, you know, have to take food out of my kids' mouths because of these fucking bands, that would be cool.
Oh.
No, but it's true. You know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, like that's part of the expectation, you know? So now we've crossed that Rubicon. Right. So you've got the key selling points, and that's the thing that makes you interesting, that differentiates you. Okay. Then you put a short bio. You know, you can have a longer bio on your social media if they're really interested, but you put like a paragraph bio, because again, you don't want to seem intimidating or like you're coming off with too much. Cause if it's too much text, people are just going to turn you out. You know what I mean? I was talking about this with someone very notable the other day about how, like, if fucking people send long emails, that's a really good sign that person is fucking crazy or takes themselves too seriously, which is another big problem. You know, like, nobody wants to fucking deal with someone who is convinced their shit don't stink. And usually those people share the habit of writing extremely long emails. So realize that. And then you're done. You know, then you do a quick sign off that's like, yeah, we'd really like to sign to your label. Love you, bye. But, you know, and that last bit is obviously a joke, but that's all it is, right? Is short intro, link, you know, stream, link, selling points, bio, and you're out. You know, you don't want it to be long. You want it to be easy to follow. You want it to make sense to them as a person. And, you know, and then you just want to go from there. And I think that a lot of people dramatically overcomplicate it, you know? And I think that ultimately labels don't like have some sort of grand formula they want you to see, because there isn't really a formula to being a successful band. They just want to see, like, is this thing probably going to make me money? Is this, or are these guys like clearly clueless assholes? You know what I mean? And so if it's like obvious, like, oh, okay, like, this is a thing that will make money, cool. You know, and like the other thing too is like, even like when I'm pitching within a label. So if I'm like Chris Santos, Blacklight Media, you know, I think you should sign this band. Like, this is exactly how I pitch to him. You know what I mean? Is I like give him some basic bullets because I know he's a busy guy. He doesn't want to read fucking paragraphs on paragraphs about why I think a band matters. If I can't break down why we should sign a band in five sentences, we probably shouldn't sign that band. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's kind of my breakdown of how I look at signing talent. You know, I'd be curious for your thoughts, Keith.
Yeah, man. A lot of good stuff there. Obviously, treat every label head like a CEO. And a CEO has zero time, zero patience. And like you said, keep it to the bullet points. Give me an elevator pitch. Hone your elevator pitch. Practice it. perfect it, try it out on other people first, try it out on bands that have been signed that you're friends with maybe, and ask them what did they do. But a label owner, an A&R person, if you run across a good one, they don't have time to like uncover all your childhood traumas in an email and get your in jokes and your long-winded, you know, dissertations on how dope smokers riffs changed your DNA when you were 18. They did it for all of us. We know. And, you know, definitely keep it short. I like what you talked about.
I want to point out that when I was 18, I wasn't listening to child music. I was listening to actual stoner rock, but, yes.
Alrighty. And then anyway, I like your take on, you know, obviously, you know, when you're trying to show your value, I know everybody thinks that their music is going to change the world and is the greatest thing you've ever heard. But again, understand what the values and goals of that label is as well. This is not just about what you need. Pitching is about a two-way street. And like you said, they're not in it to lose money. So this is the value I bring. I understand that there's a very big dividing line right now about streaming and the value of streaming. And there's no question it's brand awareness first and sales second, but you need to show your ability to grow that brand awareness. And look, nobody's expecting you to, actually, they'll be surprised if your numbers are too good looking, honestly. It'd be like, how'd you do that with a grindcore band or a stoner doom band? How? You know, and there are cases, we've seen, you know, business cases where we've seen it. But, you know, you want to show your ability, why you're a compelling band, why they should pay attention before they ever hear a song. Maybe they've heard you and maybe they haven't, but you need to make that case before they have heard you.
Exactly. You know, and also understand that like that first song they hear is going to dictate everything. You know, that's another big thing is like, you know, the first song they hear from you is like, that's a cutter, you know, about whether or not they give a shit. You know, so make sure that the first song you have up is like one of your better ones. Cause you get one listen, you don't get people listening to everything. You know what I mean? Like nobody's going to like thought, like if they hear song one, it's kind of boring. Like it's just over, you know, like people do want to thoughtfully listen, but like, if they're immediately turned off, they're immediately turned off. First impressions are super important, you know? So realize that. And, you know, I think that'll be a really helpful starting point for you. You know, so, but yeah, but like, just don't lie to yourself about shit. You know, I see a lot of bands lying to themselves about shit, and that's just counterproductive. You know, like you just want to be honest about with yourself about like, what are we trying to do here? What is the next step? What does this, you know, what does this meaningfully become? And that's a hard thing to do, to like, honestly reflect upon that stuff. But yeah, so spend that time, be thoughtful. It's always worth it in my experience to kind of just do some digging and try to figure out why why you have value. Cause that's always the thing that drives me craziest is when bands, I've literally had this happen, right? And this is part of where the selling points are helpful, because it helps you crystallize what you're good at, you know? Because I've literally had it happen where bands were like, you know, where I was helping a band put together a pitch, and I was like, okay, man, you know, so what are your key selling points? And they were like, oh, I don't know. And it's like, if you don't know why someone should sign you, then no one's going to sign you.
Very fair point.
You know, so like, you need to know why. Because if you don't know why would someone else be able to figure that out for you? You know, you're the one who fucking created it, and you're the one who fucking knows everything about it. You know, no matter who you hire or try to work with, like, their baby is not your baby. you know, your relationship is always going to be with the music is always going to be different than their relationship with the music, no matter how much they like it, which is fine. You just have to operate thoughtfully with that in mind. And a lot of people don't, you know, that's all I'm trying to say here is like, figure out why this has been the Daily Music Business Podcast, bringing you Dumb and Dumbest. Our Lord and Savior, Bryce Harper, has hit back-to-back home runs, consecutive at-bats. He is clearly out of his slump. I'm a very happy young man. And we will catch you next Wednesday.
Are we done yet?
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
Hey, what's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast.